Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills with Microsoft. I do Windows Server marketing here. And in this video, you're going to learn about 40 gigabit speed versus 1 gigabit speed. Now, we love hardware here at OEM TV. And if you're interested in 40 gigabit and what kind of benefits that's going to give you, you're going to love this video because Paul's going to show you real world examples of what the speed looks like with 40 gigabit. You'll also get to see when the network limitation kicks in and when the limitation of the disk drives kick in for the transfer. So pretty cool stuff. If you're into storage and you're into really fast hardware, you're going to like this video. I hope you enjoy it. We'll see you next time on OEM TV.
Thanks, Eric. And hi, everybody. Paul Morse here. In this video, we're going to have a little bit of geeky infrastructure fun. Most organizations are still on spinning drives and 1 gigabit networking. So I'm going to show you the difference between 1 gigabit networking and 40 gigabit networking with SSDs as well. What I have here, two systems. So there's Speedy 1 and then Speedy 2. Great names, huh? They're basically connected by a standard 1 gigabit network. So you've got the adapter, the hub, and then the adapter on the other side. But they're also connected by 40 gigabit adapters. Now, one of the things about the 40 gig adapters is they're auto-sensing, and that means you can just put an adapter in one box, an adapter in another box, connect it with the cable, and it will find the other node. So it will go through an identification process, and once it sees that other adapter, it'll just say, got it, and now it's connected. So you don't need a hub or a switch of any kind to connect one or more boxes together. And that's what I've got here. So Speedy 1 and Speedy 2 are connected by 1 gigabit, and they're also connected by 40 gigabit. And we'll just take a look at the drives that are on here on both these. So I've got two SSDs on Speedy 1, and it's pretty much what I'm going to consider the repository. It's where Speedy 2 is going to get its data. And then on Speedy 2, you can see there's two SSDs, but there's also these shares. And so there's 1 gigabit shares, and then there's 40 gigabit shares as well. And then you can see the actual network on both nodes. And Ethernet 2 is the 1 gigabit, and then Ethernet 6 is the 40 gigabit. Let's get rid of those. And what I like to do is start by copying some files. We all do that. So what have we got in the shares? Well, in the second one, I've got Hyper-V and then something I call the test share, and then I've got some videos. So here's a 45 megabyte file. It's going to be going over a 1 gigabit network. Does it just fine, right? No problems whatsoever. Now if we start to look at larger files, let's go to a 100 megabyte file. You can see the file transfer dialog box shows up, you know, for 100 megabytes, and it should also show up for, you know, almost a 250 megabyte file. It's going through pretty fast. The SSDs are allowing for the transfer, and the network doesn't really hurt at all. But if we attempt to take, say, 500 megabytes, let's go ahead and look at the network on this side. Because basically, the data is coming off of SSD2 and then going to this SSD2. So if we look at the network of Ethernet 2, we'll see, come on. You'll see that it's almost saturated. It was saturated for some period of time. And we got some pretty good speed out of it, 100 megabytes a second or something, which is pretty good. What happens if we want to transfer a larger file? And here we've got a disk image file that's a little over 16 gigabytes. What happens? And I think, you know, come on, we all know what happens here. And it's gonna really bog down. You're getting 112 megabytes a second. It's gonna take you a little bit of time. I'm not even gonna let this finish because I'm not gonna sit here and watch a file transfer dialog box just sitting creep along. So we're all familiar with, you know, how long these types of things take with 1 gigabit networking. instead of doing individual files and watching them, because they'll be just as fast. And now we're over here, we're watching Ethernet 6. Let's go ahead and do the whole 500 or so megabyte folder into SSD2. So the file transfer dialog box barely kicked up and it wasn't even readable in that time. Go ahead and delete this. So this was, let's get the properties on this. It's like 500 and some megabytes and it went by, so 542 megabytes, and it went by in basically a couple of clicks. So let's now go to Hyper-V and let's try NanoServer first because it's a little bit smaller, but it's also just a little bit larger than what we just looked at. So let's take this NanoServer and bring it over to SSD2. And you can see that it just cranked. So we're going to need a larger file than 673 megabytes in order to see what's really going on with this file transfer. So let's go all the way to a 16 gigabyte file and bring that over, and that should give us some time to see what's going on. So there's a couple of things here in terms of, look at what's happening on the Ethernet from the repository. So again, we're bringing the hard disk image, really VHDX, onto this SSD, and the network barely feels it. So what we're really being limited by here is the SSD speed. Now for a lot of you that are watching this, this could be like smoking fast. If you've got SATA drives that are, you know, 10,000 RPM, this is really fast. And we'll go ahead and let this finish up. But keep in mind that we're hardly using any of the network whatsoever. So why is this important? Well, speed's great and everything, right? Hey, things just happen faster. But what this does is it gives you the ability to add storage onto a system that is possibly running a number of virtual machines. So with your virtual machine, sometimes, you know, you've got plenty of memory, but the IOPS are a problem, and your storage is getting full, and you're having difficulty getting good performance because of the storage. Well, if you now have the ability to connect another server that is a storage box via 40 gigabit adapters for like around $1,000 and offload the existing system that is having problems with IOPS, you can save a tremendous amount of money and also improve the performance of the overall environment. So let's do one last thing here, and that is to transfer multiple files, one to each disk drive. So let's start with, this is a 5 gigabyte file, come on. So now we have two file transfers, and you can see that the overall speed is limited by the network. So this should switch, there we go, switches to 1 gigabit per second, and it's really bogged down. Both of these are moving very, very slowly, and it really is because of, even quit. It is because it has to go over a 1 gigabit a second network. And it even looks like the network kind of jolted on us there. So let's go ahead. This is going to take too long, so I'll go ahead and kill both of these. But you can see that the network itself is the problem with transferring those files. The SSDs certainly are capable of doing 200 megabytes a second. So the network itself is what is delaying the transfer. Now, taking those same 5 gigabyte files and transferring them to the D drive and the C drive over 40 gigabit networking. Copy that to D, come back here. Okay, so now we have both of them. There's 400 megabytes a second, 349 megabytes a second. So they both transfer very, very quickly to those drives, and the network barely gets going. This is a 40 gigabit network, and the scale is only 10 gigabits a second, and it's about half of that. So it got to about 5 gigabits per second maximum. So with that, hopefully that's a little bit of an example of the types of speed that you can get with 40 gigabit per second networking and SSDs. So thank you for watching.